there's obviously, from the coal industry and the folks who work in it, a lot of concern about the Obama administration's climate plan. The state, though, has stepped in here, and they say they're going to come up with their own proposal for how to achieve those greenhouse gas reductions in Montana without shutting down coal plants. So there's a little bit of a buffer between the actual EPA plan and the folks at Colstrip, and that is the state. So the State Department of Environmental Quality Director Tracy Stone Manning, she heard a fair amount of grievances about the Obama climate plan and also worries about whether the state would be able to, as the governor is claiming, achieve the goals of that plan without costing jobs at plants like the Colstrip power plant. There was a fair amount of dislike aired of the climate plan from the administration, but there's also some level of appreciation that the state was trying to craft something that wouldn't necessarily be as bad for the coal industry as it might be if the federal government had the final say.
You did mention one exception in this audience, and that was a local rancher. His name was Wade Sikorsky, right?
Correct. Wade Sikorsky appeared to be the only one there, or at least who spoke supportive doing something more aggressive than the state is proposing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He's a farmer south of Baker. He tells me he's had noticed a lot more frequent hailstorms in recent years, and he thinks the weather is showing some of the effects of climate change, and he is worried that if that continues, it'll limit the number of crops he can grow. He wants something done specifically about Colstrip, the power plant.
Did the audience have any reaction when he was speaking, any rolling eyes or groans, or was it respectful and quiet?
They were definitely respectful, both of the state and Mr. Sikorsky, the farmer. One of the people who spoke afterwards seemed to dismiss some of his worries, talked about his little farm in a slightly denigrating fashion, but overall everybody was pretty civil.
And the next meeting on this issue is what, being held in Billings this evening, is that right?
There's a meeting in Billings tonight and then another in Missoula tomorrow. I expect we'll get a more mixed crowd in Billings. Interestingly, what the governor's doing here, which is saying we can move forward on climate change without hurting coal plants, environmentalists, they're supportive of the idea, but if you start talking about the details, they actually don't think it does all that much. And that's because the reduction targets are not all that aggressive. It's kind of a middle ground here, I guess, what's thought to be palatable. But nevertheless, even though it doesn't necessarily get what environmentalists want, what it does give them is some kind of movement on this issue that's been stuck for quite a number of years now.
Montana Associated Press reporter Matthew Brown, thank you so much for your time, and your story was very interesting this morning. Thanks.
Oh, sure. Thank you.